back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, and our special guest in the studio today is none other than Tim McManus, our good friend from Birds 24/7. You saw him plenty of times here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com last season in our Cover 2 segment. And Tim, you do a great job each and every day breaking down practice. What has been the biggest surprise for you thus far in training camp?
I'll go with that Nolan Carroll. You know, he was really under the radar signing, at least for me. I mean, depth purposes, I thought maybe that would be a good addition, and cornerback certainly could use it. But he has come in and he's flashed on a daily basis at training camp. I mean, he's really been on the defensive side the guy that has stood out probably the most, a pass breakup or two each and every day, and he's using his body to extend and break it up. Now he's starting to get some interceptions under his belt. So Nolan Carroll, I think, has been really surprising, and I know that the coaching staff is pleased with him as well.
Do you think he cracks the starting lineup? That's a big question that we get each and every
day. The way that they're talking, it sounds like they're going to start him out at dime, and I think that'll be good. Because last year, because they didn't have the depth that they were hoping for, they would get into trouble situations if one of the starters went down and they couldn't go into the sub-packages like they wanted to. That meant more mileage for guys like D'Amico Ryans. And so he comes in, and he's going to find a playing field somehow. I think it's possible that eventually he works his way into a starting spot, but I think he's going to start out as the dime corner.
All right, Tim, I started you off with the biggest surprise. Who has been the star of training camp thus far?
Not Jordan Matthews. Come on, man. There's been a lot of hype around him, and I don't want to get crazy. Like, some people are getting carried away with him, but I do think that Jordan Matthews has been a really nice addition to the Eagles thus far, what he brings in terms of energy. And he's been killing it with the second team. I mean, it's him and Mark Sanchez. You know, it's pitch and catch all day is basically what I'm seeing. You still have to see whether he can get separation, especially downfield, and in particular against the ones once he starts running with them. Chip Kelly eventually is going to move him into that role, and I'm really interested to see how he fares. But so far, so good for Jordan Matthews.
Brad Smith is not going to be happy with the answer. Well, hold him off thus far. No. So.
Yeah, he's doing all right, though. He's moving along. But come on, Jordan Matthews, man.
Tim, let me ask you this. Who has been the most improved player from last training camp to now?
I would say Moma. He's done a nice job. I don't know if he's going to make the team, because a lot of the wide receiver positions are spoken for already. But there have been moments in this camp, like yesterday is a good example, where he goes one-on-one with Brandon Boykin. And that, even though there's a height disparity there, it's still a pretty tough matchup because Boykin is excellent in coverage. And Moma got the better of him. He was able to use his size and his physicality to get some separation and come down with the ball. And that's something that you want to see. Last year, he didn't really look like he belonged, to be perfectly honest. And this year, he looks like he belongs. Whether he makes the club, it's still a long shot, but I like what I've seen out of Big Mo.
So that's what you get for a finding Moma there, your most improved player. Now, what's the biggest question that remains to be answered in your estimation?
I'd say the defense. I mean, there's still Malcolm Jenkins was brought in, and I think the secondary between that and Carroll, the drafting of Jalen Watkins, I think that you have more depth, and I think the secondary can be better. But how good is the defense going to be overall? Can it make strides in year two under Billy Davis now that they know the system? I think that they can hold it down, but can they be kind of championship caliber? That's really the question. Will playmakers start to emerge? Michael Kendricks, will he take the next step forward? Same thing for Fletcher Cox. I mean, all these kind of questions still remain about the day.
All right, Tim, Friday night, the Eagles open the preseason on the road against the Chicago Bears. What's the biggest storyline that you're following for the game?
I'm looking at the wide receivers. I want to see what they can do. I mean, obviously, the big story of the offseason was losing number 10, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered in that respect. I mean, does Jordan Matthews, now that he's in game action, does he take a step forward? What does Josh Huff look like? And how does the duo of Jeremy Maclin and Riley Cooper, assuming that Cooper is healthy enough to be on the playing field, he's dealing with the foot injury still, but how is that duo? Are they good enough to kind of pick up where last year left off? So that's what I'm looking for out of the offense.
Tim McManus from Birds 24/7. You can also hear him on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tremendous insight. Thank you very much for joining us. And we'll have more coming up on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.